This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard. It's 6 minutes after the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. It is a Thursday, the 10th day of September 2020, on the eve of a very special anniversary, 19th anniversary of 9/11. And we'll actually talk about that at the bottom of the hour. I have a couple guests coming up. I have one gentleman from the Heritage Foundation towards the end of the show. And my very good friend, longtime friend, and former congressman, former CIA agent and spy. He was a spy back in the day. And Vietnam War veteran as well will join me at the bottom of the hour. He has a very interesting story to share with everybody about 9/11, because he was actually in Congress when the Trade Centers went down. So he'll give you a little play-by-play on that, and that's Rob Simmons. So that'll be at the bottom of the hour. Those of you who have never heard him, he is an absolute treat on the air. I can promise you that. You will fall in love with that guy by the time it's all said and done. But welcome aboard. As always, Chris pushing the buttons. Can't thank you enough. Wayne Allen Root will be here in about exactly 1 hour, so 60 minutes. If you're sick of me and you want to sort of go away, well, don't do that. Stay here. Stay with us the entire hour. I'll try to amuse you as best as I can. I'll try to make you laugh as best I can. And we can talk about some serious stuff, certainly, in the next hour. In particular, I want to talk about the NFL just for, you know, in just a second, but I was having a debate today with a friend of mine who happens to be a little left of center, and the debate was about law enforcement. And to me, either you believe in law enforcement or you believe in anarchy, you believe in chaos, you believe in let's say the strong survive. Because if you are somebody who is against police, if you're a Black Lives Matter sort of proponent, you think that Black Lives Matter is the new direction of the country, even though Black Lives Matter is actually anti-American and the enemy of the people. What they stand for is anti-family, and it's not American. But let's just assume that you're in that vein of thought and you are against the police, right? You don't think that the police should be out there patrolling the streets. Maybe you think there should be a skeleton type of a police crew just in case there's some kind of a chaotic homicide or a lunatic loose in your neighborhood with a gun shooting people up as they walk around, or bank getting robbed. I don't know. That's sort of the Achilles heel of anybody who's having an argument against me. Like, where do you want to draw the line? As far as the police force, do you want to have somebody go out and look for speeders on the highway? Do you want to have somebody go out and investigate a case of, let's say, child pornography? Or do you want to have somebody go out if a jewelry store gets robbed? Where do you want to draw the line on cops? How much do you want to cut the funding for the police? So to me, it's either you're for law enforcement or you're not. And sending out a social worker to go on a call if somebody is naked in the middle of the street wielding a machete, that's not going to end well for a social worker. That's not going to end well for a social worker at all. So the conversation that I was having today was either, you know, you believe in law enforcement or you don't. To me, we need more money and more resources diverted to law enforcement. If anything, just for training purposes. Don't you want these guys better trained and gals better trained? I certainly do. And maybe some of those situations that we see, there can be maybe a different result. But I still think more often than not, way more often than not, the cops use every ounce of their restraint when they deal with the public. You know, it's just part of their job. And when they roll up on a situation and somebody has a knife in their hand or someone's violent, someone is, you know, combative, then the end result is probably not going to be good for that person. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we see on the nightly news. And that's, you know, the conversation that dictates most of the, that's the subject that dictates most of the conversations that are going around on, you know, across kitchen tables across this country every single day. And families are talking about this, and families are splitting, not splitting up, but, you know, they're being fractured because they're maybe, in particular, some of the younger folks who may be way left of center feel as though the cops are heavy-handed, or the cops are in my way, man, or the cops are just bringing me down, or they got the boot on the neck. Listen, it's either you're for law enforcement or you're for anarchy, and you're for chaos. If you want to be for chaos and only the strong survive, well, that's a whole different kind of society that you're looking to live through. I was watching the Animal Kingdom the other day. I was mentioning this a couple days ago. Maybe I mentioned it here, but I can't remember. Sometimes I forget what story I tell at what station. But I was watching, you know, the way hyenas and lions and lionesses, they all interact with each other. It's the strong survive. It's the ones who have the most firepower end up with the most spoils. Is that what you want? Because that's what will happen if you completely defund the police department. If you completely neuter the police department, you'll have chaos. You'll have people who are evil at heart ruling the streets. They already rule, you know, partially rule the streets as it is. You've got, you know, people on the corner slinging hash and slinging heroin every single day, and they're violent in nature sometimes, and they're killing people. Look at Chicago. Those folks are running the streets of Chicago. The cops aren't. They are. And is that what you want every day? Yeah. Is that what you want in suburbia? Don't shake your head as if it can't happen. Of course it can happen. If you take away that buffer between law and order, we're done. It's over. So, I don't know. Maybe that's just something to think about as, you know, you're eating your dinner tonight and looking at the boob tube or listening to Wayne a little bit later on. I mean, what kind of a society do you want? Do you want one where somebody like me, if I have a chip on my shoulder that day, can walk into a store and push the clerk to the ground and grab whatever groceries I want and walk out? Is that what you want? Because that's what will happen. It will happen. As sure as I'm sitting here, you will get the only the strong survive mentality, because that's human nature. That's what will end up happening. The only thing that actually separates us from the animal kingdom is the fact that we have a propensity to respect law and order most of the time. At least most civilized people do. But if you want to make it uncivilized, just get rid of the police. And it'll happen so fast. Mind-numbing. It'll be so fast. You know, you'll turn around one day and you'll be like, I can't believe that everything that I used to think was beautiful and everything I loved in my neighborhood has gone to complete crap and there's nothing left. And it'll happen across the country and it'll happen in a blink of an eye. All right, that's story one. Story two is tonight is the first NFL football game of the new season, the new COVID season. There you go. And the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the Houston Texans. So you've got the world champions and Patrick Mahomes. Now, the Chiefs and the Houston Texans are actually discussing a joint demonstration to make a statement on racial issues and injustices and display of unity before tonight's game. So I don't know if that's something you're going to want to lock into to see, you know, what exactly is that they do. There are still actual penalties if folks take a knee. I don't know how they're going to enforce them since Roger Goodell sort of took the teeth out of that, so I expect people to take a knee maybe during the anthem or, I don't know, stay inside. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that. And I guess the networks are definitely going to show the national anthem prior to the games. They don't want to not show it, because if they don't show it, both sides, I think, will be upset. The players will be like, you're not giving us a voice. And the folks out there who want respect and honor for the American flag will say, well, you're not showing the national anthem because you're trying to hide what's going on. So, yeah, the game, again, we're starting up the football season, and these football players, now, I love football just like anybody else, but I don't like the idea of, you know, dishonoring
the American flag and dishonoring the men and women who fought for that. And to me, taking a knee during that national anthem is definitely throwing that right in the face of those men and women who serve. So we'll see what happens with that. And we'll see, you know, the other side of this, you know, how much or how far are you willing to go? Are you willing to give up football? Because that happened last year. And it happened a little bit the year before. People were upset, and they gave it up. And I don't know how many of those came back. And, you know, if it happens again on a mass scale, are you going to bail on the NFL? Maybe. I mean, the NFL literally is a money-making machine. They cannot print money as fast as they make it. They just can't. They have all these, you know, different outlets where they have internet access and where the viewing capabilities and fantasy and everything that's attached to the NFL is, it's a gold mine. And these franchises are worth billions, not millions, billions of dollars. I think the Dallas Cowboys are worth over $5 billion now. So if they all get together and take a knee prior to the start of the game, how will that affect you and whether or not you'll watch it? And you know, does it kind of depend on what they do and how they do it? And are they still playing? I don't know this. I was looking for this today, and I still can't find it. Are they still planning on playing the black national anthem prior to the national anthem? Because I'm not sure if that was going to be tonight or at the beginning of the Sunday game. So one or the other. So maybe you'll get that tonight. Maybe you'll get a double whammy. You'll get a double shot, the black national anthem, and then the national anthem tonight before this game. But I'm curious to see what effect that will have. It, you know, it's already had an effect in basketball as the viewership is way down. And baseball, you know, viewership is down as well. So we'll see. But the NFL is, you know, it's America's game now, right? It used to be baseball. You know, baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet, it's now football, has replaced baseball as a national pastime. So we'll see. We'll see tonight. We'll see, you know, what ends up happening as a result of whether they take a knee or what they do tonight and see what happens. All right, listen, we'll have a segment where we can take some calls. If you want to call in, you can. I'll grab a couple calls right after the break. Then Colonel Rob Simmons, my pal, will join me at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about 9/11. All that coming up. It's the USA Radio Network.
Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember to get great quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple, you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. The sponsor of this segment of the show is X3. Brand new sponsor starts today. X3. Now, I've worked out an hour to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making more money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwich, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. So you know it's good. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. WAR, W-A-R, save $50, x3bar.com, X3, the number X, the letter, the letter X, the number 3, then the word bar, P-A-R, x3bar.com, and you enter WAR, and you save $50 on your X3.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. We got a short break here, so we're going to try to grab a quick call. So, Reed, we only got a couple minutes, but you're up, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that I think we are in one of those times, and I'm a pessimistic person, where to follow up on the analogy you used with the animal channel and the lionesses and her cubs and the hyenas and so forth, the time to make decisions about whether you wanted to be eaten by the hyenas was many, many years ago, and now there we are in the dark of night by the river where all these animals are hanging out and everybody's in dire straits. We have a financial system that is so way out of whack that I think that if Bob Woodward had decided to write about that, Donald Trump would be explaining why he was downplaying that aspect of things so that people wouldn't be panicking because it's a lot worse than the pandemic. A lot of this stuff is going to play out simply because it's going to play out. We're talking about 90-year cycles that are playing out now, and I think that's where we're headed. I do think that Trump's going to get reelected, but I think when he does, it's going to be horrible. And it's not because of Trump. It's just like it wasn't because of Herbert Hoover. So I just thought I'd leave you with that encouraging bit of ideas.
Well, Reed, I'm going to let you go, but thank you for that. And I think what you're referring to is the following weeks, months, years after Trump gets reelected, if Trump gets reelected, the anger, the chaos in the streets. I love that word, chaos. It's become a part of my normal conversation, sadly. I love the word, but I don't like using it because we use it too much. I was talking about this today, and it's a great point, Reed. We were talking about, you know, what people are asking me, what do you think is going to happen after the election? And I said, well, if Trump wins, I think the extreme left of the Democrat Party will do what I fully expect them to do, which is riot, scream, yell, go crazy in the streets. The moderates are going to be what they are. Moderates, for the most part, are you know, they're the middle class, the middle rung of society. I don't see them losing their minds. They'll make a lot of noise on social media, but I don't see them going out riot in the streets. And don't forget, the other part of this, too, is that the folks who are causing all the catastrophes right now, they don't really like Biden. They don't like Biden. They don't like Kamala Harris. They like Bernie. They like folks who are, you know, more energetic towards a cause. So I don't know how much a loss will energize those folks. I think that if Biden were to win, I just think, you know, we would all shake our heads in sadness and be very disappointed with the fact that we're going to take a very, you know, sharp left-hand turn as we head, you know, down the road. So listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, my pal Colonel Rob Simmons will share some studio time with me. I think he's actually here, rumbling about my studio here in Connecticut. So we'll chat with him. He is a former congressman, Vietnam veteran, etc. So we'll have that going on. By the way, just in case you wanted to make some big money before I get to the bottom of the hour, I would say take all your money this year and bet it on the Washington football team. That's a sure winner, man. I can see them winning the Super Bowl. Can't you see that? That would be... I think they're like 10,000 to 1. Well, because it's 2020. It's the year of nuts. Everything's upside down. I can see it happening. All right. Rob Simmons joins me next. USA Radio Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better.
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contempt for the American people and their health.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the president for his comments about coronavirus. The Democrat from California continues.
Contempt for any real effort to crush the virus. Contempt for his supporters.
Pelosi was not asked about her comments regarding Chinatown on February 24th.
We want to be vigilant about what it might be on what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it. But we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
At least 7 people are dead as a result of wildfires raging in the western United States. California alone has set a record this year with nearly 2.3 million acres being destroyed by wildfires. And President Trump set to hold a campaign event in Michigan tonight. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KVET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The powermall.com.
All right, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I brought this gentleman to a national stage before. He's one of our absolute favorite guests to bring on, and he's coming in here ticked off on the eve of 9/11. He's my good friend, former congressman, colonel in the Army, CIA spy, Mr. Rob Simmons.
Rob, he's fired up today. Look out. This could be one of those shows.
Oh, my God. This
could be one of those shows. Comes in here, throws his stuff around, mad, yelling at somebody on the phone.
Ridiculous.
You know, screaming at somebody. Wants answers that I don't have answers, you know, for those questions that he's asking.
Well, you're,
he's upset about that.
Come on. I just sit at home all week waiting to go on the show to learn what's happening in the world. Now that I'm a nobody, you're the somebody. You're the man. I'm just, you know,
no, I disagree.
All soldiers never die. Yeah, they just fade away. So I'm just, you know, I'm a shadow in the corner.
Yeah.
But you,
you're
the bright, shining hero on the front line.
Yes.
Who can explain it all?
All right, what do you want to know?
Well, today's date. What's today's date?
September 10th.
September 10th. That's correct. That a big, important day?
No. Well,
not really. No. So, you know, we get up, we have coffee.
Sure. And
we say, oh, boy, it's Thursday morning, September 10th. There's nothing I know about or want to talk about.
Right.
But why is today special?
Because it's the eve of September 11th.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And what's September 11th?
It's the biggest catastrophe that ever hit this country.
Yeah, well, but we'll never forget, right?
Me and you won't forget.
No, but has everybody else forgotten?
A lot of people have forgotten.
I think they've forgotten.
Yeah, a lot of folks
You know, because when you go online and you look at some of the old stories and things and you watch the video, it's terrible, except a lot of this video is being hidden. It's because it's too graphic.
Yeah.
It's all right to promote pornography.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right to promote violence.
Sure.
It's all right to watch WWE, World Wrestling, where big fat men jump on big fat women, beat them up, hit them, gouge their eyes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
But it's not okay to see the reality of a terrorist attack on America. That's not okay. And for anybody who's forgotten, and people, I'm afraid, do forget, maybe they ought to just spend a minute or two today, today, going online and download some of the two-minute pieces that have a video, and just remind yourself of what happened on 9/11.
Right.
But here's the interesting question, Lee. That I'm working on, and maybe I have an answer, maybe I don't. Maybe our listeners have an answer because they're pretty smart people.
Mm-hmm.
And those of them who are old enough and grown up enough, think about these things. But my concern is that I was in office in Washington on 9/11.
Right.
I was in my office. I watched the North Tower get hit and thought to myself, this doesn't make sense that an airplane, a big airplane, not just a private, airplane with a pilot who might have had a heart attack or something,
right.
That a really big airplane flew into the World Trade Center on a bright, sunny day.
Right.
That just doesn't happen by accident. But it was one strike on the North Tower. Remember?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, then the South Tower got
hit. Then they hit the South Tower.
Right.
So what did that tell you?
It told me that it was deliberate.
It's deliberate.
Yeah.
Not an accident.
No.
Somebody, some group of people.
Right.
Wait a minute. Some people.
Oh, yeah. Just some people.
Some people are
did
doing
some things.
Something.
Some things.
Some things.
Yeah.
Some people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Representative Omar. Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Thank you for your Muslim perspective on this. Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no,
wait.
No.
You want me to take that back? Hit the dump button?
Could you delete that?
Too late.
Yeah, some people.
Yeah.
Some people did something.
Yeah.
So we're watching the burning towers, and then I hear a big noise behind my chair because I'm sitting at my desk with my back to the window.
Right.
And the window rattles.
Oh.
The window rattles. And I look out the window, and I see, plumes of smoke coming up over the Pentagon.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was actually an echo, the assault or the attack and the strike on the Pentagon created a sound wave that circulated out in a huge circle from that center. And over at Foggy Bottom is the State Department, and when that sound wave hit the large State Department buildings, they're pretty tall across the river, the biggest buildings across the river in D.C. right at that point, it echoed. So it sounded like something hit downtown.
Okay.
People thought, hey, there was another strike downtown. There actually wasn't. The shock wave bounced off the State Department building and then in turn circulated around the mall and came up to the Capitol. So we thought there was another hit. There was not. So what happens? Well, the Capitol Hill police order an evacuation of buildings. The Capitol, the Russell Building, the Dirksen Building, all the office buildings. 10,000 people are all evacuating out onto the Capitol grounds. And I'd already told my staff, every one of you, go to the parking lot, get in your car, go home. Get in your car and go home. I stayed on in my office. My family's up in Connecticut. I've got a one-room apartment. So I said, what the hell? I'll just stay and do some work while we figure this out.
Right.
Until the Capitol Police came running down the hall and said, get out, get out, get out, get out. They were hitting on the doors, with a nightstick and screaming. And I thought, geez, usually, they knock respectfully and come in and say, excuse me, Congressman, but I think probably if you want, if it's okay, maybe you want to just get out of the building and go home. No, none of that. Get out, get out, get out. Why were they doing that?
There was another one coming.
Flight 93.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the story on that one?
Well, that ended up going down in the field, but
in Pennsylvania.
They think they was going for the Capitol.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
That's right.
Amazing story of American bravery, Flight 93.
Yeah.
Where a small group of people using their cell phones realized that they were part of the attack.
That's right.
You see, they were part of the attack. Very brave, wonderful people led by Scott Beamer. And there's a great book on it, on Flight 93. And they figured it out, and they said, hey, everybody, we're part of this, too, whether we like it or not.
Right.
We're alive now. The plane is flying. There are people in first class dying who are bleeding to death because their throats have been cut. The cockpit has been taken over by the bad boys. And they've changed the route, and they're heading back to Washington, D.C. to hit something.
Right.
To kill people, destroy buildings. So we got a choice. We can live for another 20 minutes and die, knowing that this plane is going to kill people and destroy buildings, or we can just take it down.
Right.
And what'd they do?
They took it down.
They took it down.
So,
amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to die 15 minutes sooner, but we're going to save lives in the process. Is that something we should remember?
Sure.
I think so. And the interesting thing to me is that later in the day, the Capitol Police called all the members of Congress over to their building for a briefing. That was around 4 o'clock. About 40% showed up. The rest had gone home. My apartment was walking distance, so I got the notice on my cell phone, and I went to the meeting. I don't remember seeing other members of the delegation there. They may have been there, but I do remember seeing Joe Lieberman. So he and I were there. I don't remember that. I don't know that Dodd was there. I don't remember seeing him or Chris Shays or anybody else. But we listened to the briefing, and then we were told the leaders will go to the Capitol steps, not the House or Senate, but the Capitol steps in the center of the building to make brief remarks, and then everybody else just go home. It's not safe for anybody but the leaders to be on the steps. And I thought about that, and we went outside the building, and the leaders were heading over, and I saw Joe Lieberman. I said, hey, I'm going to go over to the steps. First of all, I want to hear what they have to say. Secondly, I don't buy the safety thing. If it's not safe for us, it's not safe for them. And he said, well, I agree. So we walked together, and Joe and I had a lot of conversations over the years. I liked him, and you know, I was a rhino and he was a dino, you know. And, so we had a lot in common. We got there and we listened to the speeches. I don't remember a word that was said. And I was part of a group of about, I don't know, maybe 100 of the 535 members, House and Senate. And when it was over, totally extemporaneously and without forewarning, somebody in a very loud voice began singing God Bless America. And everyone else joined in, even though some of them didn't know the words, but, you know, they were humming. And to me, it was one of the great moments of my congressional career to see men, women, liberals, conservatives, moderates, Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated, from the East Coast, West Coast, San Francisco, Arizona, Alaska, Louisiana, all of them singing God Bless America.
Right. We've got to go, Rob. I am out of time. You're listening to the USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance.
insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And our special guest joining us from the Heritage Foundation, Zach Smith, legal fellow. Zach, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on, Lee. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So listen, we only got a few minutes, and I know we got a lot to talk about, but I figure we can sort of throw this out there and kind of get everybody thinking about who maybe the President of the United States might choose for his Supreme Court nominations.
Well, look, appointing constitutionally conservative judges has been one of President Trump's greatest accomplishments from his first term in office. And I was encouraged by the names I saw on the list he released yesterday afternoon. You know, my colleague and I, John Malcolm at the Heritage Foundation, released a list of our recommendations for the Supreme Court. And I was encouraged to see that several of those names made it onto President Trump's list. So you had great names like Paul Clement, Noel Francisco, Kyle Duncan, Jim Hogue, Greg Katsas, and many, many more. Really, President Trump has a great problem on his hands in that he has appointed so many well-qualified judges to the federal bench that he has a deep bench to choose from when picking the next Supreme Court justice.
So if you're a conservative, love Trump, hate Trump, this is another reason why it is imperative that Donald Trump wins the presidency, because you could see three or four new Supreme Court justices by the time the next 4 years is over.
Absolutely. Even one vacancy on the Supreme Court could dramatically shift the dynamic of the court and the outcome of the court's decisions. And so what I think we saw, and President Trump recognized by releasing his list yesterday, is that the Supreme Court and courts in general is an issue that voters care very deeply about.
Right.
They certainly cared deeply about it in 2016, and from what I've seen and from what I've heard, voters on both sides of the aisle care deeply about it again this year.
What's the latest with Justice Ginsburg?
Everybody wishes Justice Ginsburg well, a speedy recovery from her health issues. But the fact is, Justice Ginsburg is one of the older justices. She heard oral arguments last term from her hospital bed.
Right.
And so, it is a question of her health, her ability to continue doing the job indefinitely. And then don't forget, you also have Justice Stephen Breyer, who is in his 80s as well.
Right, right.
And so you have several judges that have been on the bench for many years, are getting into their 80s at this point. And so it certainly is plausible that there will be at least one, potentially two, maybe more vacancies for the next president to fill.
Should there be a litmus test for these guys and gals that when they get to a certain age? I know I hate to say that. I know people don't like to hear it, but I mean, you get to upper 80s, you just lose a little speed on the fastball. Don't you think there should be some kind of a way? Listen, I understand being appointed for life. There's obvious advantages to that, and you're uncorruptible supposedly. But you get to a point where you can't mentally do that job. I mean, should we have something in place for that?
Well, look, fortunately, that's not something that's come into the conversation so far. It may be something that's worth exploring down the road. But I think that right now, President Trump's focus is absolutely in the right place in terms of appointing federal judges at all levels who are committed to the Constitution, committed to ruling on the text of the statutes that Congress passes, and not enacting their own political policy preferences under the guise of judicial decisions.
Yeah, see, that's a thing a lot of folks don't realize. I appreciate you bringing that up, in particular with the Supreme Court justices. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your job is to just interpret the Constitution and nothing really else.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the past are judges enacting their own policy preferences,
right,
taking on the role of the legislature. And fortunately, the judges on President Trump's list so far have shown a commitment to interpreting the text of the Constitution, to interpreting the text of statutes, and not making law out of whole cloth from the bench.
A lot of folks who maybe don't follow this as closely as you do, and even me, but not to your degree, but Trump has really appointed a lot of judges, hasn't he?
It's one of, if not his biggest accomplishment from his first term in office. At this point in his presidency, he's appointed over 200 individuals to lifetime positions in the federal judiciary. And if we stop and think about it, the accomplishment is even more impressive and important when you consider the opposition that many of his nominees have faced. If you go back historically and look at the Senate practices and process for confirming judges, no president's nominees have faced as much or as intense of opposition as President Trump's have faced. And so President Trump deserves a lot of credit. Mitch McConnell deserves a lot of credit. And really, they set our country on a firmer constitutional foundation by appointing such great judges to the bench.
Yeah, it used to be almost a formality. They would just appoint whoever the president put up there, but they don't do that anymore. It becomes just really this political struggle, right?
Well, and I would encourage, you and your listeners, Heritage Foundation runs a judicial tracker, a database kind of tracking the appointments and nomination of judges across multiple administrations. And if you go back, you can see the increased objections, increased maneuvering by many members of the Senate to obstruct President Trump's nominees from taking office. And so So again, you know, President Trump, Mitch McConnell, deserve a lot of credit for making this a priority and really focusing on it, especially over the last couple of years.
Zach, listen, I got to run. I can't thank you. Next time we talk, we'll talk longer because I got a million questions for you, but I got to bottle them up and I got to ask you next time. So we'll do that. Zach Smith, thank you very much. Heritage Foundation.
Great. Thanks. I really appreciate that, Lee. And if you go to heritage.org, specifically if you Google me, Zach Smith, Heritage, you can pull many of the pieces that I've written, and you can do the same thing with any of my colleagues who work at Heritage as well.
Thank you, Zach.
So I encourage that, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. We love our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you very much. All right, I got to run. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Enjoy the rest of your night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.